And now to the news from Wall Street. After sliding 160 points early in the day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed today up nearly 500 points. Both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ also rose. Joining us to talk about the markets is Jeremy Siegel, professor of finance at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Welcome, Professor Siegel.
Good afternoon.
Is there any good explanation for the turnaround in the market today? Was it related to what happened on Capitol Hill today that David Wellna just told us about?
Not really. What is surprising in my research is that three out of four big movements have no really ostensible news that one could say that was the cause of the change. It just had been sold down so much so quickly that we saw those people seeking some profits and values coming back into the market.
So it's not getting tough on Capitol Hill or getting tough with these executives from the Adelphia Corporation who were arrested today?
The market is concerned about reaction in Washington. I don't think anything that happened today has been particularly good or bad compared to the general drumbeat of news over the last two or three weeks. That's a concern on Wall Street, most definitely.
Is it clear who moved the markets today? Was it individual investors or institutional investors like pension funds?
I think it was both. And, mm-hmm. and I think that once the upward movement began, there's some irresistible values. A lot of the short sellers and hedge funds that have been betting on it moving down and have taken quite a good ride recently decided to cover their positions, and that continued the move upward in the afternoon.
Does this suggest that we've seen a bottom for the market?
I wish I had a crystal ball to be able to say for sure. But bottoms look very much like this, where you have huge volume. This might be a record volume day when we get it tallied down in the morning and then up in the afternoon. This is sometimes viewed by technicians and chartists as a one-day reversal, which marks a bottom. We can't be sure, of course, but it has a lot of the hallmarks.
What about August 14th? That's the date that the Securities and Exchange Commission has set as a deadline for CEOs of about 1,000 big companies to recertify their earnings going back 12 months, I guess it is. Is it possible for the market to move significantly higher before those companies reveal whether there's been any funny business in the reporting of their profits?
What I've learned is the market always expects the worst. And I think in its downward movement, it was expecting some pretty large restatements. If they do not come in that way or come in rather minor, I think that would be very, very good news and would help continue this rally we saw start today.
How about the effects on the economy? Has the market fallen enough and made people nervous enough so that it's going to affect the economy?
I personally think that this fall is much more severe than certainly what we saw on 9/11. I mean, it is the talk of the town. It's on the talk shows. It's the buzz. People are concerned, and I am worried about the impact not only on corporate spending but on consumer sentiment. Certainly, if this rally was not the bottom, we see further declines. I think that's a significant cause of concern for the policymakers.
Professor Siegel, would you stay with us for a minute?